Isaiah 31:1 says, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses." I mean, basically rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many. And in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. And we'll read past this in a little bit, but just put yourself in the shoes here of God's people, or maybe the sandals here of God's people. God's people are looking elsewhere than God for strength. So I don't know. I'm not a horseman. I'm not a, what's the word for that? Angler? Anyway, I'm not a, that's a fisherman. I'm not one that rides horses.
Equestrian.
Equestrian. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. When we lived in Colorado, I did a good bit of that, but haven't since. But anyway, there's some people that's their life, horses. And here's God's people. They would have, this is an agrarian culture. This was very common to them. Horses were very, very strong. And so God's people are looking to someone else than him for strength. Even these strong animals, if you will, military might here. When we think of chariots, maybe we ought to think of tanks, or we think of missiles, things that if there's an approaching army of great strength, we are glad to have military strength, if you will. But woe to them that go to Egypt for help and stay, rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen. So this is Egypt. Very strong, and I was talking to Stephen yesterday morning. We were at coffee together, breakfast together, and we got talking about people that maybe we've invited to this gathering of our praying family, or even just talked to people about United Prayer. And sometimes, as you know, and we've talked about this before, sometimes you talk to people about corporate prayer and they just look at you like you're speaking another language. Why would you invest an hour of your day in this? There are far more pressing things to do. And it's easy to trust in the visible things rather than the invisible things. And prayer to someone, I even used a word yesterday in talking with Stephen, it's foolishness. It's even to the natural man, we know that the preaching of the cross is foolishness. And even to a believing person, sometimes we could say United Prayer seems like foolishness. There's so much more to do than pray. And it's easy to even speak condescendingly about that. It's even to think that, yes, we know the beauty of approaching God together in prayer, and we want others to know the same. But what is foolish to us? There's probably things in our lives that our God is saying, why don't you pay attention to this? What in your life, what in my life is there that we're missing, that we're trusting on human effort? We're trusting on Egypt for this. It's, according to this text, it's wise to seek the Lord. And God is massive. So the horses and the chariots would have been massive, and the numbers of the Egyptians would have been massive. And to us, God is so much bigger than our own strength. So what do I trust in rather than God? What part of human strength do I cherish rather than running to God? And I just talked to, before the call started, or as the call started, I was talking to Brother Mark in Florida and talking about what he's preaching on Sunday. And I was thinking, it is super easy Not that this conversation brought us here, but when I'm preaching, sometimes it's very easy for me to put a lot of stock in the study and less stock in prayer. And a lot of stock in training or human effort or even personality or my good intentions rather than trusting in the Spirit of God to do the work and to lead me. And I just want to ask us, even in this time before our prayer time, to evaluate our hearts and what might we be seeking other than the Lord in our lives. It could be you're an organizer and you trust in your organization or your administration. It could be that you're trying to solve your own sin problems through your own effort instead of asking the Holy Spirit to work. It may be that you're trying to work in somebody else's heart in your own strength, bring them to Christ with your own persuasive abilities rather than asking God to work in their heart, the Spirit of God. Neither seek the Lord. But then verse 3, this is polar opposites. So verse 3 says, now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. I got thinking right before the prayer call started, I wondered, you know, back in that day, if they stood next to a horse, that was probably, just to touch the horse and feel the coarseness of the hair and the strength of the muscles of that horse, they're probably thinking, this is power. This is power. And I want to encourage us, and maybe you think the same thing standing next to a horse, but I'm thinking, if we could stand next to God, and we could see and look up and see, and obviously we could not see the end of God. Somehow be able to touch the strength of God. We would say, why would we ever mess with sin? Why would we ever mess with self-strength? Look at this massive God. Their horse's flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is holpens, or he the ones who's receiving the help, shall fall down, and they all shall fall together. I want to just encourage us in our lives to seek the Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So, as we go to prayer today, just a note from God's Word here against seeking our own strength or the strength outside of God Himself and seeking the Lord. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. And may we today seek the Lord.